This programming is sponsored by Linscombe Wealth, a wealth management firm partnering with individuals and families dedicated to helping them build, preserve, and manage wealth by creating a customized plan to work toward achieving their goals. More at LinscombeWealth.com.
Welcome to Encore Houston on Houston Public Media. I'm Joshua Zinn. This week, we'll hear the Texas New Music Ensemble and their annual summer concert from this past August, featuring five world premieres from Houston-based composers. The first piece on the program comes from Carl Blench, and it's called Two Places. The places in question are complete opposites: a peaceful place, then a dark place, and were inspired by the familiar feeling of sitting in Houston's regularly terrible traffic. For Carl, the peaceful place represents a sense of calm, meditative thought that one might go to get over the frustration of being stuck on the road. And the dark place is the embracing of that frustration and is fittingly full of musical outbursts and harsh dissonance. Here are Amanda Chavis on flute and Eugenio Cherimouche on violin.
Thank you.
Two Places by Carl Blench. You heard the Texas New Music Ensemble musicians Amanda Chavis and Eugenio Cheramouche on flute and violin, respectively, in concert at the Match. Next is Hugh Lobel's Lotus City Songbook, Volume 2. Now, Lotus City is not an actual place, but one that comes from Lobel's imagination, where, in his words, gods and humans live side by side, and the daily activities of the gods are maybe only a little more magical than their mortal counterparts. These three songs are for bass, clarinet, and electronics, and they act as stories about the inhabitants of Lotus City. First is Avaloki Sings of Loss, then Amy's Transcendental Sidewalk Band, and finally, Mountains Give Me Strength. Here is Amy Glover on bass clarinet.
I love you.
Hugh Lobel's Lotus City Songbook, Volume 2, a world premiere by the Texas New Music Ensemble. You heard Amy Glover on bass clarinet at the match. This is Encore Houston, and I'm Joshua Zinn. Thanks for joining me. For a piece called Machina, you probably have a certain expectation. Machines are often rigid, repetitive, and usually compel some kind of motion or movement. That's a bit of the approach John Kiefer used when writing this piece. He was influenced by the minimalist movement, and you'll hear plenty of repetitive figures throughout, along with the contrapuntal style of the Baroque era. Here are musicians from the Texas New Music Ensemble: Amy Glover on clarinet, Eugenio Cherimouche on violin, and Patrick Moore on cello. musicians from the Texas New Music Ensemble with John Kiefer's Machina. You heard clarinetist Amy Glover, violinist Eugenio Cheramouche, and cellist Patrick Moore. The next work is by the winner of the 2017 Texas New Music Ensemble Student Composer Competition, Alejandro Basuto Martinez, currently attending the University of Houston for his master's degree. His piece, Sonatina a Due, comes from his appreciation for traditional music forms, of which the sonata is among the most popular. In the simplest terms, sonata form follows a three-part structure in which material is presented, messed around with, and then reintroduced in a new musical context, which you'll hear in all three movements of this piece. Here is Amanda Chavis on flute with Patrick Moore on cello.
Thank you. Thank you.
Alejandro Basuto Martinez's Sonatina a Due, performed by Amanda Chavis and Patrick Moore as part of the Texas New Music Ensemble in their 2017 summer concert from this past August. I'm Joshua Zinn, and you're listening to Encore Houston on Houston Public Media. The final work on the program comes from the group's artistic director, Chad Robinson. His piece is simply titled Quartet, and he describes it as sort of a deconstruction of the typical quartet. Probably the most prominent type of quartet piece is for the string quartet, but this is a quartet of two woodwinds and two strings, providing an entirely different sound template, which Robinson takes advantage of for the work. Here are Amanda Chavis on flute, Amy Glover on clarinet, Eugenio Cherimouche on violin, and Patrick Moore on cello.
Thank you.
Quartet by Chad Robinson, performed by the Texas New Music Ensemble. Amanda Chavis, flute, Amy Glover, clarinet, Eugenio Cherimouche, violin, and Patrick Moore, cello, in concert at the Match just this past August. And before we finish the episode, we've got one more piece by Robinson from an earlier concert in November of 2016. This is his Violin Sonata, performed by Joanna Becker on violin with Andrew Schneider at the piano.
Thank you.
Chad Robinson's Violin Sonata, performed by musicians from the Texas New Music Ensemble in November of 2016. You heard Joanna Becker on violin with Andrew Schneider at the piano. The next concert by the Texas New Music Ensemble is a recital for flute and electronics featuring soloist Meg Griffith. That will be November 18th at 7:30 p.m. at the Rec Room. Go to tnme.org for more information. The recording engineer for this concert was Trey Harris. Mark DiClaudio does the mix for the show and is our production coordinator. I'm Joshua Zinn, and this has been Encore Houston. Thanks for listening to Houston Public Media.